Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking the Ravens. They're bad, especially defensively. They were a team with Super Bowl expectations, as you heard in Bone's update a few minutes ago. And now they sit at 1-4 with the Rams looming on Sunday. Let's talk some Ravens, maybe some NFL as well, as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Gordon McGinnis is the Director of Media Strategy for PFF, and he joins us now. And Gordon, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. I also think it's fair to say you follow the Ravens closely, so how surprised are you at what you're seeing so far this year?
Very surprised, yeah. I think you guys touched on it there. Like, coming into the season, they expected to be one of the Super Bowl favorites. And I think, you know, the last couple of weeks, I think you can make reasonable excuses for the injuries they've had. But the first couple of weeks, defensively, they were so bad that it's a little bit hard to lean on the injuries too much.
Gordon, what did you make of the Adafe Owe trade yesterday to the Chargers?
My read on it is that they know they have to make some changes in the defensive backfield, and they know they need to get a little bit of flexibility in there. I think when you look at what happened last season, the defense improved significantly when they were able to have more flexibility in the defensive backfield. The Ardarius Washington injury, I think, was a much bigger loss than they thought it would be. And I think getting someone like Alohi Gilman in there on the back end just allows them to move Kyle Hamilton around a little bit more, right? Like, with the injuries they've had, it gives them the opportunity to play him more in the slot if need be. It gives them the opportunity to bring him closer to the line of scrimmage and let him make more of an impact. I think it's also one of those things whereby if they weren't going to be able to re-sign Adafi Owe, then trying to fix the defensive backfield makes at least some sense.
Do you find it odd at all, though, that, like, everybody gives these guys their accolades and their flowers? Like, A in the draft every year, A in free, you know, A-plus roster, best roster in the league. And then every year they try to fix their defense between October and December. Like, I don't know. Like, is that not problematic? Like, all their eggs, and a couple guys got hurt, but not a lot of these on defense, besides Matabuke, are long-term injuries. Yet it's Dean Pease out of mothballs. It's, you know, Ngakoue trade to salvage something. It's, you know, finally getting Marcus and Eddie Jackson out of their building
Roquan
last year. Roquan, like, this, do you find that troubling at all, that they never seem to be able to self-scout on that side of the ball?
I think the big thing defensively that I've talked about this and tweeted about this a good amount over the last couple of years is they've really struggled to find, like, the guy off the edge. Like, so many other top defenses have a guy who doesn't rely on being schemed up, right? If you look at the Ravens' defense over the last couple of years, when they've been able to generate pressure, an awful lot of the time it's based on how they've been able to do it schematically. I think they hoped that Mike Green, and they certainly will still hope that he becomes that guy. But Odafe Owe was the latest in a group of guys that they brought in, hoping he could be like a 12 to 15 sack a year guy that just hasn't developed into that. And I think that's what the defense, if the defense could find someone off the edge, like Madubuike, I think, had a huge impact for them because he wins one-on-one in the defensive interior. Now that he's out injured, there's just not anyone on that defense that consistently wins. And I think it's been an issue for them over a couple of years. But with the Madubuike injury this year, it's even more important.
How much of that, though, is philosophical? Because they just want all the corners and all the safeties, right? Like that. Like the real thing of it is they've tried to do it their way. Like you get pass rush by moving up in the draft to get it in the top half of the first round, right? Or you pay for it dearly in free agency. They won't do either.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure how much you can do it paying for in free agency. I think you have to be really aggressive in the trade market or really aggressive in moving up in the draft. Going back to the Mike Green thing, like he was a guy projected to be a top 20 pick this year that fell potentially for some of the off-the-field things. So I think there's the potential hope for them there that they were getting someone who was a top talent. And again, going back to the Dafioe, he was a guy who, the reason why he fell to the late first round was because he wasn't a high production guy. You know, he was great measurables,
yeah.
All those things, but wasn't a high production guy at Penn State. And I think if they do want to go and get someone who is going to be that level of edge defender, it has to come in the trade market or it has to come with a big move up in the draft. Or, you know, if this season keeps going the way it is, then potentially it's not a move up in the draft, but it just becomes something that they prioritize if they do wind up with a high draft pick.
We're talking to Gordon McGinnis, Inside Access here on The Fan. Gordon, Ravens, as we said, are 1-4. Now the gambling markets think they're still the favorite in the AFC North. So I'll ask you, do you still think they can win this division? Is this season over before it really got started?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They can. I wouldn't have them as the favorite still, but I think where the markets are looking at it is the Steelers' schedule gets rough, and after the next couple of weeks, they have some tough matchups. And Aaron Rodgers has like the lowest average depth of target in the NFL, so they haven't been a team that have really blown anyone away this year. And I think they're probably hanging on to the fact of where the Ravens were coming into the season. If the Ravens get Lamar Jackson back, they get to the softer part of the schedule. They're able. They don't need the defense to be a top 10 defense to go and win this division. If they can get it to more middle of the pack with Lamar Jackson back on the offensive side of the ball, they can get right in there. And in the final 4 weeks of the season or final 5 weeks of the season, it becomes a battle between them and the Steelers or maybe the Bengals if Joe Burrow's back and they've been able to hang around. I think that's why the markets don't think it's a done deal yet and still have them as favorites. But they really need to get Lamar Jackson back, and they need to, you know, find a way to start winning games quickly.
Gordon, what has happened with this Ravens rushing attack following Buffalo, where Derrick Henry ran wild in that game, still had a fumble late in it, but is this more of the offensive line? Is this Derrick Henry regression? What are you seeing?
I think it's on the offensive line. I think it's really telling that, you know, there's loads of stats that you can use for rushing attacks, and one of the ones that's often cited is like yards before contact. So how many yards are they gaining before anyone even touches the running back? And the Ravens in the Lamar Jackson era have been so good at that. And they've done that with offensive lines that haven't always been filled with talent, particularly on the offensive interior outside of Tyler Linderbaum at center. I think what you saw this past week against the Texans was, well, if you take Lamar Jackson out of that factor, and now all of a sudden the linebacker and the safety that's coming into the box doesn't really have to worry about Lamar Jackson faking the ball to Derrick Henry and keeping it and going outside, defense is really able to key on Derrick Henry. And it then became a simple case of, can the five guys up front block the defensive line in front of them? And, you know, I just don't think Daniel Faalele and Andrew Voorhees are good run-blocking guards when they have to just go up against guys kind of one-on-one.
An area that we talked a lot about on this show the entire offseason was, okay, Patrick McCary leaves to be a starter somewhere else. That's understandable. But how are you replacing him? How much legitimate draft capital are you putting into it? Or how much are you spending to make sure that your third tackle is legitimate? They didn't do that. How devastating could Ronnie Stanley's prolonged absence be?
Yeah, it can be huge, especially when you go up against any team that have a top edge defender. Like not having a guy who you feel confident in at least being able to slow him down is a huge issue. I also think the McCary thing also lends itself to the struggles on the interior. You know, last year he played on the interior there. He replaced Voorhees early in the season. Voorhees looked good in preseason. Like I thought by the end of the second game, it felt like locked in that he was winning the starting job. And I thought Ravens fans could feel pretty confident because he does some really nice performances, albeit on a very small sample size, and it was in preseason. He just hasn't been that guy in the regular season yet. But yeah, that's been the tough thing for the Ravens, is going from Patrick McCary to Voorhees at left guard hasn't been successful this year, and then not having that flexibility that he offered from a tackle spot. Like, I don't think Joe Noteboom was completely terrible this past weekend, but it's definitely a drop off from what they had last year.
Gordon McGinnis is the director of media strategy for PFF. Gordon, this was great,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Tim Murray's going to join us at 3:30 to talk best bets in the world of college football. But coming up next is this. I've been waiting for this. It's a very special TMI with TIM. And what you got?
Well, everyone knows by now that I've been in this movie club for, gosh, I think over a year at this point. And this past month, the theme was Patrick Swayze movies.
It's a good
and
theme.
Our homework assignment was Roadhouse. I finally completed it. And I will give my review next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.